Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Berita terkini SBS Audio Program Bahasa Indonesia untuk hari Jumat 22 Maret 2024. Selamat siang, saya Riki Kusumo. Biro Statistik Australia kemarin mengumumkan bahwa tingkat pengangguran telah turun menjadi 3,7% pada bulan Februari. Namun, angka tersebut jauh lebih rendah dibandingkan dengan prediksi yang dibuat oleh para ekonom. Menteri Keuangan Jim Chalmers mengatakan kepada Parlemen bahwa angka tersebut masih terlihat bagus.
This is the trifecta, Mr. Speaker. Unemployment falling, inflation moderating, real wages growing again in our economy. Despite a slowing economy, despite all of the pressures that people are under, despite everything which is coming at us from around the world, we have faster jobs growth than any major advanced economy. We have workforce participation higher than any major advanced economy.
Namun pemimpin oposisi Peter Dutton mengatakan rendahnya angka pengangguran merupakan indikasi bahwa masyarakat sedang berjuang untuk mengimbangi tekanan biaya hidup. Ia mengatakan kepada Channel 9 bahwa angka-angka itu tidak menunjukkan masalah nyata yang mempengaruhi warga Australia.
The reality is that people are returning to work. Unemployment numbers are going down because people are taking extra jobs. Women are going back into the workforce because they just can't pay the bills. And this is a problem of the government's making. The interest rates have gone up dramatically. Your power prices are up dramatically. Your insurance bill's up. When you go to the supermarket, you're getting less for every dollar. And the reality is that people are desperate to get that work so that they can make their budgets balance.
Australian Submarine Corporation dan perusahaan Inggris BAE System telah menandatangani perjanjian untuk memproduksi kapal selam bertenaga nuklir bernilai 4,6 miliar dolar sebagai bagian dari AUKUS. Kapal-kapal itu akan dibangun di galangan kapal Osborne di Adelaide. Menteri Pertahanan Richard Marles mengatakan kepada Channel 9 bahwa investasi itu akan menciptakan ribuan lapangan kerja bagi warga Australia.
The announcement that we are making today that ASC and BAE will form a joint venture to build Australia's nuclear-powered submarines right here at Osborne is a profoundly important step towards us achieving that capability. You know, we're going to see something like 4,000 to 5,000 jobs here in building those submarines. When at its peak, there'll be 7,000 people working here at Osborne, and this is a great step for Australian industry.
Hal serupa juga dikatakan oleh Menteri Pertahanan Inggris, Grant Shapps.
This announcement today is extremely important and it's going to mean that there are jobs provided both here but also at home in the United Kingdom as well as we club together, as we pull our best people, our best brains, our best ideas together to build these nuclear-powered submarines.
Direktur Jenderal WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus mengatakan, sangat sedikit makanan yang diizinkan masuk ke Gaza, sehingga 16% anak balita kini mengalami kekurangan gizi di sana. Dr. Tedros menyerukan gencatan senjata segera, sehingga makanan terapeutik dapat diberikan kepada anak-anak yang kekurangan gizi tersebut.
Once again, we ask Israel to open more crossings and accelerate the entry and delivery of water, food, medical supplies, and other humanitarian aid into and within Gaza. Once again, we call for healthcare to be protected and not militarized.
Sementara itu, Dewan Keamanan PBB akan mengajukan rancangan resolusi yang dibuat oleh Amerika Serikat untuk melakukan pemungutan suara mengenai gencatan senjata di Gaza secepat mungkin. Duta Besar Amerika Serikat untuk PBB, Linda Thomas Greenfield, mengatakan resolusi ini akan menuntut gencatan senjata segera dan berkelanjutan di wilayah itu untuk memberikan bantuan kemanusiaan kepada lebih dari 2 juta orang yang menderita akibat perang. Ms. Thomas Greenfield mengatakan mereka sedang menunggu perkembangan tentang hal ini.
As you know, we have been working diligently over the course of the past few days, even the past few hours, to move forward our resolution. We have the resolution in blue. We just made some additional changes in the resolution that were requested, and we look forward to bringing the resolution to a vote as quickly as possible.
Perdana Menteri Anthony Albanese mengatakan rencana undang-undang anti-diskriminasi memerlukan dukungan bipartisan untuk menghindari isu tersebut berkembang menjadi perang budaya. Hal itu terjadi ketika pemerintah federal menunggu tanggapan dari pihak oposisi dan anggota parlemen federal lainnya mengenai usulan mereka untuk mengamandemen undang-undang diskriminasi jenis kelamin dan memperkenalkan perlindungan terhadap diskriminasi agama. Albanese mengatakan pemerintah telah meminta semua pihak di parlemen untuk bersatu dan mencari solusi mengenai masalah ini.
I think Australians don't want to see the culture wars and the division out there. I want this to be an opportunity for unity going forward, and that's why we've provided the legislation to the opposition. Previously, the opposition were briefed on this, and we've said as well we're happy to engage across the parliament on all of these issues.
Sekian berita SBS Audio program Bahasa Indonesia yang disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo. Anda masih mendengarkan siaran SBS Audio program Bahasa Indonesia. Jika Anda ingin menghubungi kami, silakan menelpon kantor kami di Sydney pada nomor 02-9430-3135 atau kantor kami di Melbourne dengan nomor 03-9949-2208. Anda juga dapat menghubungi kami melalui email pada alamat indonesian.program@sbs.com.au.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.